Yo, what's going on, everybody? Jim Beringer here with the final word on hockey, NHL Insights Edition. Find this podcast along with all the podcasts, full press coverage on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Go check out the latest full press hockey podcast with myself and Chris Wassel discussing the mess that is the Vancouver Canucks. Oh, we'll touch on it early, real quick, before we get into the insights and the news of the week and news of the day is the Vancouver Canucks make a coaching change. Bruce Boudreau is out as the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. Rick Tocchet is in as the new head coach. You know, some words were said, disappointing things were done to Bruce. It didn't seem like he got a fair shot. Management, poor decisions with the McCabe contract. You know, it goes back to the JT Miller contract. The Canucks organization is just a complete mess. But like I said, you can go over to the Full Press Hockey Podcast, find our thoughts on it. But what you need to know is Bruce Boudreau is out. He even said today on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio that he felt like he was out October 8th. He didn't see, you know, he just wanted to prove himself to other people around the league. And I think he'll get another job. I think people will like him for what he does. However, you have to wonder what's going on here with Rick Tocchet and with the Canucks. And, you know, they have a lot of trade pieces coming up at this deadline. Their captain, Bo Horvat, he's probably gone. Luke Shen, Andre Kuzmenko, if they can't get him signed. Brock Besser's a guy they want to get traded. So, I mean, they're looking at a lot of pieces. Could be a full-on rebuild. You know, it feels like time has passed. Jim Rutherford by, and they have to look in the mirror and see what they really want to do with this team. Because you have a nice young nucleus, can you re-sign Elias Pettersson? Is he going to want out? So the Canucks need to get back to some stability that they were known for, going to Stanley Cup final, having really good leadership in the room with the coaching staff. So we're going to see what happens there. But like I said, the biggest news is Boudreau's out, which, you know, we knew it was coming. It probably should have been done a lot sooner. But they wanted Rick Tocchet, and obviously his obligations at TNT got in the way. Now he's in. We're going to see what he can do, but can he get a fair share? Because, you know, Boudreau, at the end of it last year, they really didn't want to re-sign him, but they brought him back, and then he probably should have just got rid of him and started over then, but they didn't. And this is the predicament we're in, going through a lame duck. Good on him for handling it with so much class. Through and through. And unfortunately, in the end, he has to be removed. And now Rick Tocchet's in. So we'll see what the Canucks are going to be like because their penalty kill is not good. The goaltending is not good. Just everything's just not good about this organization. And if they don't make headlines at the trade deadline, there's going to be a real, real problem. That's the news of the weekend. Now we're going to get into some insights. And this insights edition this week is the Road Warriors. And we're looking at the New Jersey Devils. We're looking at Seattle Kraken, Vegas, Boston Bruins. Some of the best teams with the best road records in the National Hockey League right now. We got to start with the New Jersey Devils. And they're coming. They're not going away, folks. They are playing hard hockey. They're playing good hockey. They're finding ways to win hockey games. And the fact that they're 18, 2-2 on the road, they've gotten 19 points in 22 road games, in fact, 18 wins in 22 road games, tells you all you need to know about this team. They are the Road Warriors. They're the kings of the road. They're doing it with defense, doing it with goaltending, they're doing it with offense. Jack Hughes, 30 goal scorer, all-star, scoring the all-star game. Jesper Bratt, phenomenal talent. Nico Hischier, you got Dougie Hamilton on the back end. No John Moreno yet, but he's starting to come back. Nate Bastian's back in the lineup, so they got that energy line of BMW line of Bastian, McLeod, and Wood back together. You know, Thomas Tatar's chipping in. You know, they still need some extra pieces. I would say they need another goal scorer up front, maybe another depth defenseman, but this team's been rock solid. And when they don't play their best, they find their ways to win hockey games, and that's what they've done recently. You know, on a 5-game road trip, you get 9 of a possible 10 points, 4 wins. Some games weren't great. You found ways to win hockey games. Your goaltending kept you in hockey games. Mackenzie Blackwood in Seattle. Mackenzie Blackwood against LA. Vitek Vanacek against San Jose. They won the games they needed to win, and they stole a point in Seattle. And that's what you need to do when you're on the road. the New Jersey Devils could figure out their home record, they'd be a lot better team, but they're still 2 points behind Carolina. Their incredible start has paid dividends, even after a little bit of a dip in December. But this team is playing well. And you can't deny the young core that they have, that they're building together. And, with Hughes and Hischier and Brat cooled off some, but he's coming back. He's coming back to his pace. Who he's going to need a new contract. Things are, taking it easy, taking it slow. I mean, they have time to do it. He was only eligible to re-sign in on January 1st. And lately his contract negotiations really haven't gone that smoothly. So this one's gonna take some time, but you most likely they'll get a deal done. They'll see what they can add at the deadline. Obviously their name's been linked to Timo Meier, the San Jose Sharks, of course, the Swiss connection of Siegenthaler, Hischier, when those guys played at the World Championships together. But the fact of the matter is this Devils team, whatever you want to say about them, the mentality has changed. They have this championship mindset, never quit attitude, always fighting till the very end. And they do it on home ice and they do it on the road, and especially on the road because, they had some big road trips this year. You sweep Eastern Canada, you sweep Western Canada, you sweep your California road trip. Those are tough places to go and play, and they pass those tests. And you got to love what New Jersey is doing. Now, let's see what they can do on their another big road trip. But right now, they got to dominate. They got to dominate at home because that's where they need the wins. They just got back to 500. They go back out on the road after the game against Vegas. They played Nashville and Dallas back to back. Not easy. In February, you got a 4-game road trip. There you go through Minnie, Columbus, Seattle, and Pitt. Then you finish out the West in March, at the beginning of March, after a nice 4-game homestand. You go Colorado, Vegas, Arizona. So New Jersey has definitely some tests, but they're passing them with flying colors right now. And you can't deny what this team is doing. We'll see what Tom Fitzgerald does to add to this team. Obviously, he wants controllable assets, but Mackenzie Blackwood and Vitek Vanacek are the reasons why the New Jersey Devils are better. Their defense is better. Their defensive zone coverage is a lot better. Power play, penalty kill is way better. So the Devils are a team to continue to watch because they're not going anywhere, and they're the kings of the road right now. Another team on the road, Seattle Kraken. What they've done, they're 16-5-2 on the road. Playing really well top to bottom. Their latest road trip in January on a 7-game road trip, they went 7-0 before they had a killer back to back with Tampa and Edmonton. Not fair, those schedule makers. But look at the teams they ran through and the 7 wins. They beat Edmonton, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, and Buffalo. So they swept Eastern Canada. They go into Boston and beat Boston. That's really hard to do. And they dominated play. Goaltending, Martin Jones, Philip Grubauer playing excellent. Again, they're giving them good enough goaltending to win hockey games. It's not rocket science here when it comes to what NHL goaltending is about this year. They're giving them good enough goaltending to win hockey games. That's what they need to do. Obviously, Jerry McCann, 22 goals. You have Matty Beniers, 17 goals. Daniel Sprong, 15 goals. Burkowski, 13. Donato, 11. Eberle and Schwartz tied for 10. But there's balance going up and down the lineup. Bjorkstrand, what a difference he's made this year. Wennberg stepping up. How about the pickup of Eli Tolvanen off of waivers? He's played excellent this year for the Seattle Kraken. Burkowski's definitely been a difference maker. And then you look at the goals against average. 2.84 for Jones. 3.18 for Grubauer. Save percentage for both those guys. 906. This year is 894 for Martin Jones, under NHL average. His career is 906, 893, and Kraken are still winning hockey games because everybody's contributing. Nobody has multiple goal nights. Matty Beniers has been a difference maker for this team. Kraken play good hockey. Give credit to the plan that Ron Francis put in place. Dave Haxtell's playing well. And if, and you know, I have to agree with a lot of experts out there. If I'm Seattle, I take a run at Bo Horvat and see what I can get for him and bring him in and make this team even better for the season he's having. We'll see if they do it. They veer from the plan. But defensively, they're a lot better. They're getting timely goals and they're playing really, really well. And that's what you need to do when you're an expansion team, and they're going to be a team that's going to make the playoffs. It's another surprise team this year. Vegas Golden Knights, 15-4-2, playing really well on a road too. Again, recently haven't been the greatest for the Golden Knights, up and down. You know, lost to Arizona, can't happen. Lost to Detroit, Dallas again. You know, they win a game against Washington, but they, you know, it hasn't been great for them. They're holding on right now in the Pacific Division. Lots of injuries, you know, Eichel, Stone, in and out of the lineup. Really haven't seen their full potential under Bruce Cassidy. Come back to earth a little bit with the goaltending, especially Logan Thompson, Aiden Hill, and they're going to go with Laurent Brossoit. Seattle's right there. LA's right there, right behind them. It's strange. You look at LA and their -8 goal differential. Again, Dallas had that last year. I don't know how that successful is to make the playoffs. You can't do it. You know, but Vegas right there again. You think about it, right? And, you know, this team, you know, Riley Smith's got 18 goals. Mark Stone, 17 goals. Jack Eichel, 15. You know, Chandler Stephenson's up there with 31 assists. William Karlsson's doing his thing. Like, if you look at their points leader, Chandler Stephenson, 42 points. Mark Stone, 38. Jack Eichel, 34. Karlsson, 32. You know, they have nice balance here, but they're consistently, they're not getting those wins. And we talked about it, right, last year. Big reason why they didn't make the playoffs down the stretch, obviously not having Robin Leonard help for being healthy. But this team is just not built the way it was. Too many big names. And you have to wonder what they're going to do going forward. You know, they're losing games they shouldn't lose to. Again, that was a big MO last year, losing to bad hockey teams. Those are points you just can't give away when you're sitting on top of the division with teams charging. And they potentially could find themselves on the outside looking in still. There's no reason to think not. Edmonton's playing better, won six in a row. LA and Seattle are threats. And if the Colorado's going to be there and you're going to be fighting Calgary now. So they have some work to do. And they have to clean some things up in their own end as well. But, you know, they're playing well on the road. Boston Bruins, it doesn't matter where they play, home, road, doesn't matter. I mean, obviously, everybody knows their home record. They only have like two regulation losses, but they're 15-4-1 on the road. They can play anywhere. David Pastrnak's tearing it up. You know, Pavel Zacha, great re-signing by them, 4-year contract. He's played great with David Krejci and Pastrnak. And, you know, you think a guy that was mishandled, mismanaged, misdeveloped in New Jersey is fitting right with this Bruins team, right locker room. You know, he got an extension to be a future center, top center in this league. Most likely will be playing with David Pastrnak when that contract gets re-signed as they continue to move progress. You know, let's see if they're a player for Bo Horvat or do they keep it local. There's Bergeron and Krejci, but the Bruins are having a historically good season. Linus Ullmark's one of the best goalies in the league. He leads all goalies in every statistical category, going to the All-Star game. Probably is going to win the Vezina. That duo of him and Swayman's going to win the Jennings. That's a big reason why this, you know, it's funny. We said off the top, remember the beginning of the year, we talked about how it was supposed to be the Bruins just survive, right? You have to survive. And now you're not, they did. With all these injuries, they were just supposed to survive and just be there. But instead, they just went on this run with Jim Montgomery. Credit to him. Charlie McAvoy. How about Hampus Lindholm really stepped up when McAvoy was out? You know, Grizzlick was out. And now these two guys complement each other so well. Defensively, they play so great. Just there's no weakness in this team anywhere. And they can play anywhere. They can play on the road. They can play at home. I mean, they went back to back against the Islanders and Rangers, played two different ways. They swept both games in New Jersey this year. This team just knows how to get it done. And it doesn't matter because the veteran leadership, Bergeron is there, Marchand's there. They know how to get it done. You know, they have so much depth, and that's the key. It's not just their big guys scoring now, it's everybody. chipping in, and that was a major weakness for Boston the last couple of years. And they are the best team in the National Hockey League right now. And it doesn't matter where they play. So, you see the power rankings, you know where it is. They're one of the best teams. They are the best team. It's not one of the, they are the best. And it's just funny that it was supposed to be survive, and now that they made it through. Obviously, rounding out the top, you have the Hurricanes, Rangers, Oilers, and Stars. A lot of good teams playing on the road this year. But again, the surprise at the top, New Jersey Devils, you have to be impressed with what they've done on the road this year. They've always been a team that's played really well on the road, know how to, bond. And, they're going to be a team to watch going forward. You can't expect nothing less than this from the New Jersey Devils. And do not be surprised. I mean, obviously, they most likely will have home ice advantage, but they're going to have to figure out a way to win out on home ice going forward. And because we know they can win on the road, it's just, can they get it all together? And it was a big step coming off a 5-game road trip. Yes, it was ugly. They didn't play great. Is the hangover. The first game back is always tough, but they found a way to get the extra point overtime. And that's what you need to do. And now let's see what they can do going forward. When they had their big game this week, before they hit the road, they have that game against Vegas tomorrow night at home before they hit the road. So again, New Jersey, it's a must win for them. Vegas, a good road team as well. See if they something's got to give there. But this has been Jim Beringer on a final word on hockey, NHL insights with the Canucks news, looking at some road warriors. We'll be back again next week for another great episode. Find it iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy it and have a good day, everybody.